Yeah. Wow, I like that.
I think it's, I mean, if you look, I'm those pictures I was sharing, I think they are aesthetically pleasing. Like, compared to just a flat lawn to a full yard with garden beds. And I mean, it adds dimension, it adds lights and colors and all these things. You can put like your front bed that you had, your park strip. I mean, you have like, was it Russian sage? And mm-hmm. You have ornamental things in there. Mm-hmm. So it's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's what we're shooting for. Thank you. Thank
it's
you.
Great.
Yeah. There's definitely, when I think about it, there's definitely a design. I mean, that's where the scaping part of the foodscaping comes in. There's definitely a design part. Like in ours there, the beds are kind of arranged around the fruit trees, which are the, kind of a centerpiece. And then we worked in artichoke, which has a beautiful purple flower. So even when we're picking edibles, they have some ornamental quality. So we're always mixing in a lot of flowers. I mean, that has a lot of benefits to the foodscape, not only aesthetically, but it brings in beneficial insects. And yeah, but so there's definitely a design part to it. You know, if people are starting small with just one bed, it's usually about picking the best spot for sun or for access to water or that kind of thing. But when you get more elaborate, then there's a lot more to be designed. Like for me, that's the designing part I get really excited about. I really like to design it and look. I mean, painting a picture for me, you know, I want to figure out where the flowers are going to go and how we can